Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King. Qantas is investigating reports of an issue impacting the airline's app. Customers have reported being able to access other travellers' information, including boarding passes and points, when they log in. In a statement, the airline says it will provide more information as soon as possible. Measures to stamp out domestic and family violence are a focus of this morning's National Cabinet meeting. State and territory leaders, including Premier Roger Cook, have dialed in for the virtual session. The Prime Minister has already flagged the possible streamlining of programs that have proven successful at a state level. There have also been calls for greater information sharing between the states to better protect women and children. While candlelight vigils will be held across the country tonight to remember the victims of gender-based violence as we mark Domestic Violence Remembrance Day, Safe Steps CEO Chelsea Tobin says we need to keep the conversation going.
The Safe Steps candlelight vigil is a call to action to speak up, to lift the veil on silence around domestic and family violence, and to reach out if you or someone you know needs support.
Events have been planned in Perth and Bunbury. Perth house prices have hit a new high, climbing 20% in the past year, while the latest PropTrack data shows prices were up 0.8% in April compared to March. It's the 21st consecutive month of home price growth. In sport, the Eagles will be looking to get back on the winners list when they host Essendon this weekend. Harley Reid returns from a week off, while Elliot Yeo is set to run out for his 200th game. Teammate Alex Witherden is confident they can get over the line.
Normally when the big Melbourne teams come over, you get decent crowds anyway, but the fact that the Bombers themselves are going really well and we've been able to put in some really good performances at home should really add to the excitement for the fans.
And Australia's T20 squad will be unveiled this morning ahead of next month's World Cup.